Good morning, Dominique.
Hello.
You are running a service which is important for the people who are coming from outside to volunteer with us, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But 2 months back, I think, in June, the India implemented a new law. So what this new law says and what complication and what commotions did started with all these new legislations?
Okay. Actually, it's not a new law. It has been always the law of India to categorize various types of visa for foreigners. Mm-hmm. One of them is a tourist visa. And they consider that having a tourist visa means that you only do tourism. You travel, you see friends and relatives, you explore, but you are not supposed to be doing some kind of working activities.
Not even volunteering.
Then volunteer is considered by the immigration officers as a work without any compensation or remuneration.
Mm-hmm.
But then it is a non-remunerative activity, which is work. So they consider that this has to be dealt with the employment visa. This is why they have made, since several years now, a strong pressure on all the NGOs operating in India, mm-hmm, to oblige them to have foreigners under employment visa. But then, Auroville is a very special case and is benefiting from a very special visa policy that has been obtained after a long battle of Aurovillians for their own visa, which has been published and which is actually given to only the embassies of the world, Indian embassies of the world, but it's not a public thing.
Mm-hmm.
That says that to join Auroville, you can have an entry visa for 1 year, and then you can extend it after some times. You can extend it three times, and then you can get
a
5 years visa. In the 1 year visa instructions, it has been said that three types of foreigners may apply for that. One is students, when they are a student or a study to do in the course of in the context of their academic requirements. The second, but there is no need of a recommendation of the secretary in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Second type is for consultants or people assisting some project and activity in infrastructure, amenities, commercial or production activities of Auroville. And the third is on probation year to join Auroville as newcomers and then as residents of Auroville. The second and third category are actually bound to having or are triggered by a recommendation of the secretary of the foundation. So for volunteers and newcomers,
mm-hmm,
there is absolutely the need to get a recommendation letter from the secretary.
Mm-hmm. What about if, because we have people who come for various, length of the time. Some people come for a week, some people come for 2 weeks, some,
okay,
people come for a month, some do come for 6 months or a year. But what happens in the case if somebody does visit around for 2 months and he's so inspired that he wants to volunteer?
We handle that in several different categories. Again, and this is a little bit of what we are obliged to do to manage and to organize ourselves. For short, very short stays, like 1 week or a few weeks, they are considered as tourists or visitors, and we call them guests. And various working groups in Auroville consider them as guests. They are completely free to come and explore and have a good time and even probably explore and discover what are the activities of farms and schools and offices and health centers, whatever. Now, when it is coming from a longer term, like if it is less than 6 months, actually this has been reinforced, this implementation of the no volunteering with visa reminder has been implemented. Since then, we cannot accept volunteer work. What is allowed is that a person who is coming and exploring because he has in mind to become a newcomer and he wants to see if he would fit in this community, then the goal is more clear. And we are then coming in the third category.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have been discussing and clarifying with the interest service, that a young person, foreigner, coming for a few months, wanting to explore with intention to see if they would fit and be accepted by the community, should go to entry service to express their intention, and then they are free to explore and discover some activities, maybe give a hand, but always as a, I would say, as a team member, or as a part of a collective activity. It should not be like doing something by his own or publishing his name, like giving massage and classes and things alike, but only discovering, and with no other the criteria of formalized and structured setup that we create for people who are on a kind of clear structured relationship of being a team member as for good.
Well, also that implies, because we, at least I remember until recently, there was a policy that somebody who works like 20 or 40 hours, it has a certain wave of tourist tax contribution, right? So in this case, if he doesn't have an entry visa, he cannot claim for the tourist waiving, yeah?
This I don't know. I'm knowledgeable enough to know it to the fiscal and tax aspect. What I know is that somebody who really sincerely wants to intend to apply for a newcomer process is having a first information at the desk of the entry service, and then he might he's asked to stay 3 months as with his tourist visa, as a tourist, to explore Auroville. And after that time, he's asked to give some explanation that he has been involved in an activity for, something like 80 hours. But I don't think there is any impact or is, there is no, development with the tax aspect. It's another case when somebody wants to actually be a volunteer and involved in a real project that he has been preparing in advance, applying through Savvy, and then qualifying for a voluntary stay of a minimum of six months to 1 year. Then this is the Savvy channel which handle his request, and will do the follow-up and the reporting, because we are now asked to do a monthly reporting on all the long-term volunteers that we have, to the foundation, who conveys the information to the RRO, to the immigration, the regional immigration office.
Volunteers who are coming to do a lot of work on the farms and physical works, they might come with a tourist visa, but they're also looking for the way through. And we know that guest contribution, the tax, is actually 150 rupees per day, which is 4,500 per month, yeah?
It's not a tax. It's not a tax.
That's a tourist tax.
No. This is, it's a nickname that volunteers has put because they didn't understand. It was not maybe very harmoniously expressed and communicated to the population, to them, but everyone in Auroville contributes. This is the basic. Everyone contributes in money or in kind, and presently the overall health of the Auroville community is kind of very concerning, because the growth is not there. There is no growth of the economy of Auroville. Then what happens when the overall wealth of the community is declining? Then we have to share and have solidarity attitudes together related to that difficulties. And then It has been decided that as everyone contributes in a different way, Aurovillians are paying an Auroville contribution, the guests are paying a contribution, and it has been asked that the volunteer also would make a modest contribution to help and show their solidarity with the whole of Auroville. It's not that, you see, volunteer in the world in a farm or do some woofing activity, then it's just one single organization. Then the contract, the deal is clear. And it's like I work and in exchange I got a bed and a breakfast and a meal. In Auroville, it's a very complex community. You can go and offer your service in a farm, but behind the farm exists because also there is a full organization, there is a full town with a lot of services, of free amenities and services that you are benefiting of. And this is this little base of services and existence that we ask for a participation to the volunteers. This is how it has been designed last year after many discussions.
How much is that amount per month this
it's
year?
900 rupees per
it's
month.
900 rupees. Okay, so to clear for the people who are listening to us from outside, for the guests and for those who doesn't have the entry visa, the contribution for a month is 4,500, yes?
Yeah.
For the volunteers is 900, and for us is 2,800, correct?
Yes.
So, because it's also, people need to know that we, as you said, it's correct, that we all contributed to that.
Yeah, totally true.
But what happened, because still, you know, at the end, the young person, maybe just in the middle of studying or something, is trying to come in the really low budget. And I know there are some cases they just came between the times, like 1st of July.
Yes.
With a tourist visa, because years back it was possible to do that.
Mm-hmm. We handled
that. Person can do.
We have made a very accurate list of all the external foreigners who were in our files, in the pipe, I would say, who had duly registered as volunteers in advance for stays that would happen starting from August on until the end of this year, and who were sincerely and naively applying without knowing this big new implementation that has occurred. Mm-hmm. This we handle and we keep track of them, and we have made the necessary steps with entry service and final service that they can continue getting benefits and benefits and discount that they were supposed to get. The sad news is that for the new ones, the future applicants that
those
want to come
in, who came in September.
Exactly, those who apply after this June clear cut, which is from August on, July and August on, and then September, etc. I understand that this has been a very strong and disappointing happening, to understand that they could no longer come and apply and have a possibility to stay and volunteer for a few months, for several months. I think that the idea which is behind what has been decided that way is that let's clear the situation first. Because also it has to be said that there has been a lot of misuses of this volunteer activity. We have been suddenly many, many dozens of people coming in and saying, I'm volunteering, and just showing up a few hours here and there, and then not being participating really in the community and doing something useful for the development of the community. So it makes a kind of void, I agree. Mm-hmm. And maybe for a few months, there is some kind of mess is actually clarifying and clearing. And then we Aurovillians, and I am the first of them, willing to see what we can do to come back to the foundation and to the founding of the principles of the unending education, if we can create some kind of a container of a program which would offer the possibility for foreigners to come and explore what we Aurovillian consider as this sadhana of yoga, karma yoga, which is serving the community, serving something which is bigger than us, serving the divine consciousness, whatever name we gave it to it. And if there was a proper organization of a kind of packaged traveling in or journey, educational journey in Auroville, then I think we could go and see the immigration authorities and then ask for an appropriate visa, saying, look, in Auroville, we are here for a certain purpose, which is mainly related to an education and changing and searching a higher consciousness. And we are offering these foreigners and external people a possibility to be exposed to that spirit and in a way that is handled, monitored, and structured. Okay. This is what I would like really to create. So if people are interested to participate in this creation, because it will be a lot of work, there are many aspects to discuss and fine-tune, then I would be more than happy to do that and participate.
Cool. So basically you're looking for the volunteers to participate in that. I mean, the Auroville volunteers.
No, I'm calling more Aurovillians to join.
That is also because we are all, basically we are all doing the volunteering work.
Yes.
But still, what we can do, for example, with a person who came not knowing that he's supposed to come with the entry visa and it's already here, what we can do? Can we change his visa from tourist visa to entry visa?
No.
It's not possible.
No, this is not possible.
So he need to go back to native country and come back. Sri Lanka is enough? No.
I'm afraid he's obliged to go to his home country. Mm-hmm. I have no case, almost no case, of a possibility to go to Sri Lanka and then ask for an entry visa, which is a very implying, and it's one of the categories of visa that I suppose that India is very much looking into, the scrutinizing and looking at the details. And I don't think that this is something casual, that you can go in a foreign country like Sri Lanka and get an entry visa to come to. And also, we are in Savi, we are now looking at the way we can actually pour more attention, more consciousness in the way a person, a foreigner, will qualify for an entry visa, in a similar way as entry service is already doing for a future newcomer. You see, we are bound to be sure that there are some criteria that are respected and met, and that all the conditions that to be a long-term volunteer in Auroville and having the privilege to get an entry visa is understood, is respected and accepted by foreigners, who most of the time, and especially in Europe, they feel that in the Schengen space, you can travel from one country to another without no visa, with almost just your own identity card. And that's it. And you don't understand why we are doing such a fuss in India for the visa. But you have to see that on the reverse, Indians who want to go to Europe have a tremendous difficulties and even much more difficulties to get a visa to go in
the Schengen visa.
In a Schengen visa. And look at the whole world with all these migrants. This migration from the south to the north and to Europe, which is a very, very hot topic and burning issue at the moment. Yes. So we have to be aware of this overall situation.
Okay, that is one aspect. So you think that also on the way that India responded to the current events with that law?
It's a slow and progressive evolution, as the way I see it. Because India has not changed his policies with visa. It's just enforcing that the rules which are published are then implemented. And this is also to fight against a kind of looseness and easiness to bypass laws and to do something else and to avoid to be in the, you know, to follow and have some kind of rigorous obedience to the laws. And I understand that maybe with the recent new political governors, they have decided to be more clear and to enforce what the law was already, you know. Mm-hmm. And I understand it's quite understandable and it's quite legitimate for a country say, well, I have some laws, please do respect them, consider them.
What about the students, the foreign students which are here? Because they're also here with the entry visa. Are they allowed to participate, I mean, volunteer when they want on a certain project?
Yes. Yes. We in our published documents, sometimes there is a kind of amalgamation or mixing of volunteering activity, which kind of encompasses also the educational activities. But it's by default of being precise. A student who has a mandatory internship to perform can perfectly, with his organization, his education, his school or his university, pretend and apply for a student visa. Mm-hmm. Then, therefore, the responsibility of the foundation will not be engaged. So he can do this by his own. And there is no problem. It can come for 2, 3, 5 months of internship with a student visa, which he has obtained in his country with the help or assistance of his university. Now, however, there are some difficulties to meet all the requirements that I asked by the Indian government. One of them is to get a letter of guarantee, a financial guarantee that the student will have sufficient money to stay for the whole length of the stay, which is also understandable from a country not to find oneself with a lot of students who come to study and then say, oh, I have no money, please pay my return ticket. So they made this obligation of giving a guarantee letter from the bank of the home country to say, yes, this person has sufficient money for the length of the stay. Now, if this doesn't work, I mean, if for some reason the student visa cannot be obtained by the applicant, by the person, by the foreigner, he then can ask us, you know, through SAVI, and ask the Royal Foundation to have an entry visa. This we are intending to do it. Normally, it's, you see, there is a technical discrepancy between the tool which is given to Auroville to get a one-year visa, mm-hmm. and a one-year visa, entry visa, does not, how does it work for a shorter term? This we don't know exactly. We want to make sure that reapplying for an entry visa we will satisfy and meet all the different conditions that Auroville internal guidelines have been also respected, such as, I'm sorry to say, such as residing in Auroville. Mm-hmm. And this is a very sore point, because especially during the tourist season, there is a very high, intense lack of affordable housing. And many volunteers are obliged to leave their place and residence and find some place in the village. There is a tolerance from the financial service, as far as I know, to say, okay, for the month of January and February, it's allowed, and then we will not object. But for other months, but still, people may have some difficulties to still stay in some places in affordable volunteer residence. And there are not so many places, and we are lacking places for these low-budget foreigners. Another one is to be registered, having an oral card, which is then updated by us as a volunteer card. And we are responding to our request for information, because we are obliged to give some information to say, yes, this person is still volunteering with the international zone there and residing in international house, for instance.
Is there anything else we need to share with the
community? I'm sorry to have a very bureaucratic way of talking which is very bureaucratic. I would like to just say that for me, this is not bureaucracy. This is actually putting a lot of consciousness in the context where we are at. And I'm very grateful to India and the Indian authorities that Auroville, as a project, has been allowed to settle, to land and grow. Mm-hmm. So we have to be opening our collective consciousness a little further than our little thingies and little territory, and understand what is going out in India, all the problems that they have with migration, with terrorism and so on, that makes them so heavy hand on these issues. And we have to understand and to accept and to find ways and be creative with that. This would be my conclusion.
Dominique, thank you.
And be welcome to come and see us in the Savvy office in Unity Pavilion.